Hello, everybody. This is Brad Klink with Kitchen Sanitation Basics, the place to come for all your kitchen sanitation educational needs. And today, we are going to be talking about proper hand washing techniques. All employees must wash hands before returning to work. How many have you seen this sign in the bathroom at a restaurant and wondered, why do they have to put these up? Well, the Center for Disease Control says that there are 48 million reported cases of foodborne illnesses reported in the United States each year. That is 1 in 6 Americans. Out of those reported cases, 128,000 of these cases are hospitalized, and 3,000 of those cases, the people end up dying. And those are the ones that are reported. Now, what if I could tell you that one simple task could cut that number in half? A task that takes less than 30 seconds. Let's talk about the importance of washing your hands. The CDC says that failure to wash hands properly contribute to 50% of foodborne illness outbreaks. One simple task could eliminate customers getting sick, possible lawsuits, loss of reputation for your business, the need to retrain your employees, loss of sales, and lower employee morales. Now, what I want to do with you today is walk you through the simple steps of how to properly wash your hands to avoid the above-mentioned situations. The first step that you want to take is to make sure that you have all the items you need for a proper hand washing station. For a proper hand washing station, you need potable water, which just means clean water. Now, preferably hot water, but if that's not an option, it at least needs to be clean, drinkable water. Hand soap, preferably liquid or a powder, but if you need to have a bar soap, that will work as well. Single-use paper towels or a hand blower, a waste container, and proper hand washing signage. Once you have this set up, the next step is to train your employees as to when they must wash their hands. These steps are after they use the restroom, after handling raw meat, poultry, or fish, after touching their hair, their face, or any parts of their body, sneezing, coughing, or using a tissue, after smoking, eating, drinking, chewing gum, or using tobacco, after handling chemicals, taking out garbage, clearing tables or bussing dirty dishes, or after touching anything that may contaminate their hands. Now, let's move on how to properly wash your hands. This whole process, if done right, should only take about 20 seconds. The first step is to wet your hands with running water as hot as you can stand. Now, hot water is not mandatory. It will just do a much better job cutting through any oil and grease that may be on your hands. Second step is to apply soap. Liquid soap is preferred, but if you have a bar soap, that will be just fine as well. The third step is to vigorously scrub hands and arms for 10 seconds, or one ABC or happy birthday. Make sure to get between your fingernails and fingers while you're scrubbing. The fourth step is to rinse thoroughly under running water. And the fifth is to dry hands with a single-use paper towel or warm air dryer. And if there is a door that is needed to be opened, use your paper towel to open the door, then throw it in the trash can so you don't recontaminate your hands by touching the doorknob. And that is it, a 20-second process that can save lives of your customers and you money in embarrassment. Thanks for joining me on Kitchen Sanitation Basics, and have a good day. And remember, please wash your hands.